Blog Talk Radio.
Good afternoon, everybody. Don Todrin here from Second Wind. All right, so for the last couple of weeks, I've been talking about very specific aspects of forming your organization, your corporation, your LLC. Very minute issues, brutally important, and most often overlooked. Well, the first time I talked about your cash flow pro forma, a necessity to know where you're going and what's happening financially. It's a map. It's like driving to California without a map. You know, what are you going to just drive west and hopefully bump into it? Well, that's what managing a business is if you don't have your cash flow pro forma, your map as to what's happening. You can change it every day, every week, every month. You can adjust it to reality. It tells you your bottom line. It tells you whether you're winning or losing, and it tells you where you have to make adjustments. It's the most valuable numerical tool a small business could possibly have, a cash flow pro forma. I invite you to reach out to me. I will send you by email a totally interactive spreadsheet. Every cell affects the other cells. So when you change revenue, then, you know, it changes on the bottom. When you increase expenses, it changes on the bottom. When you take something out, it adds. It does it all. Makes it easy. Just plug in the numbers and see what it tells you. Seasonality issues, critical for planning. I can't speak enough about it. Read my books. Read my blogs. Cashflow Pro Forma is your crystal ball into the future. But better yet, it's also your ability to change the future. It's an amazing tool. All right. Now, the next thing I spoke about was bylaws and operating agreements. Now, talk about dry stuff. I mean, this is the stuff that, you know, it's in its draw somewhere. Who cares? And, in fact, I suggest, with all due respect to some lawyers, that most lawyers in small business arena that prepare articles of organization, you know, that incorporate you, will give you that vanilla package of bylaws. Fill in the blanks, the names of the people, the capitalization, you know, who's the president and treasurer. Same with the operating agreement for an LLC. Fill in the blanks with pertinent information, but nothing else. To which I say, insanity at best. Self-destruction at worst. And here's why. So look, bylaws and articles of organization, operating agreement, are opportunities to set out the rules and regulations of how you conduct your business. So it's an opportunity for two partners to look at each other and figure out, well, what if I want to get out of this business? What happens? And what if I want to kick you out? How do I do that? And what if I want to bring somebody else in? Well, how do I get my money paid back? Or if you're going to buy me out, how are you going to pay me? And what are the terms of the deal? All these are potential deal breakers that can wind you in court, liquidate the business, kill everything if you disagree. But if you do it in advance, when you're not angry with each other, when you don't have any financial issues, when there's no beef, then you're both going to agree with what's logically fair. And then, down the line, when things happen, you pull it out and you had already agreed to it. You can't go back now and you say, okay, that's what we agreed. You get the appraiser, I get an appraiser, we appraise the collateral at fair market value, you give me a note over 5 years at 8%, you know, everything we've worked out. So it can be smooth, no warfare, no courts, no problem. I call it the prenuptial agreement of business. Look, a rich person gets involved with a woman, or a rich woman gets involved with a man, and they want to protect their own assets in case of divorce, they file a prenuptial agreement. So two partners get together and form an agreement to do business. Well, what if they can't make it work? They've got to figure out how to break apart. And what does it look like without destroying the business? And then we talked about one of the biggest mistakes that's made every day of the week, the 50-50 partnership. Because it's fair. Oh, my God. Spare me the drama. has nothing to do with fairness. It has to do with decision-making. 50-50 means that at some point in time, you're both going to disagree with each other, and there's no solution because there's no tiebreaker, so you end up doing nothing. If it was 51-49, one of you would be the tiebreaker. Who? I don't care who. One of you has to be the tiebreaker. And by the way, you can have tiebreaker decision-making authority spread throughout the entity. Financial issues, it's me. Sales and marketing issues, it's you. Operational issues, it's me. And on you go. Or everything is 51-49 me. Like it or lump it. But the point is, this is business. And somebody has to be able to make a decision. It doesn't work if it's a tie score. There's got to be a tiebreaker. All right. So those are the things we've been talking about the last number of weeks. And I've got one more. Again, dry, boring stuff that nobody does and everybody hates. Meaningless dribble that is so critically important, I can't believe it. And yet, if I talk to 100 small business owners, 99 and a half will not have done this. All right, what am I talking about? I'm talking about job descriptions. All right, so you have none. So you want to hire somebody in the sales department. So you bring him in, you interview him, he sounds good, you hire him. What's his job? Does he know? Does he know what you expect of him? Does he know how he has to perform? If you had a job description, you might know. He might know. And you might therefore be able to assess how he's doing. And in fact, wow, this is an interesting thing. What happens in 6 months when you want to do a review and you say, well, what have you done? And have you met our standards? And have you accomplished our goals? And he doesn't know them. Because you never told him. There was never a job description. How do you hold him accountable for a job when there's no description of it? And you can't rely on the verbal word. You can't rely on his buddy next to him telling him how to do it. You can't rely on the employees, you know, explaining to them how the business works. This is your business. You need to explain it. It needs to be uniform and universal. It has to be in writing. It has to be measurable. You have to have guidelines as to what's expected, what his responsibility is, who he answers to, what happens if he doesn't, what happens if he does. This is critical. How do you hire somebody without a job description? And if it's not in writing in a year or two when you forget and you want to review them and you don't know what the standards are, then what? Then what? Doesn't work. Just doesn't work. So look, job descriptions, and I'll tell you the way to do it. Since you're already operating, ask everybody to write their own job description, and you're going to be amazed. It's not going to be anywhere near what you think it was. Might be bigger, might be smaller. Where do you see what you're going to get? Then you get to deal with each one of your employees and say, well, that's a very interesting job description. I appreciate it tremendously. Here's a few thoughts I have that I'd like to add to it. Or there's a few things in there that you're doing that I don't want you to do. And you create a better job description that's actually negotiated between the two of you, you and your employee, so that there's ownership on the part of the employee. And he buys into it, and he's good. He now knows what his job is. Who knows how long he's been working there, but now he knows. What's your job description, by the way? That should be changing also. And isn't that an interesting word, change? Job descriptions will change over time. Your business changes over time. Circumstances, the economy, competition, all kinds of things change over time. Computerization, automation, robotics, changes over time. So you may want to review that job description every year, like you should. And by the way, maybe that's how you attach bonuses to fulfilling a job description successfully. Maybe you create key indicators out of there to measure success and attach it to bonuses at the end of the year or quarterly or monthly. But without a job description, where do you start? Nowhere. Where do you end? Who knows? It just doesn't work. So look, articles of organization, you know, bylaws, operating agreements, cash flow pro formas, job descriptions. This is the nuts and bolts of your business. You can't just jump in and start making widgets and delivering them. You must have a business plan. You must honor your business. And that requires having these fundamental components which can not only control but support success. And I'm telling you right now, if I'm talking to 1,000 business owners, there's not one of you out there that has all three. And if you do, you might be in a 50-50 partnership, which would kill it all anyways. There's not five of you out there that have any one of these items. And if you do, you haven't looked at them. And if you do, they're vanilla. They don't do it. They don't work. So it's never too late. Start today. Get that cash flow pro forma equation from me. Have your lawyer or yourself or somebody draft a real set of bylaws or operating agreement that address how do you get in, how do you get out. How does a partner get in, how does a partner get out? How do you get each other in or out? That's the issue. How do you get in, how do you get out? How do you deal with the money that you've invested or has it been lent? Very important question. Is it due to be paid back out of operatings or is it a dividend distribution? Critical issues, big tax consequences, big credit consequences. I mean, how can we run our businesses without doing this? All right, folks. That's my message today. These are the linchpins of a business organization, and they must be accomplished and done, and they must be done correctly. All right, that's all I got for you today. I wish you the best, and I hope you follow some of these instructions and get it done. If you need anything, call me. I'll help you with all of it. Be glad to. My pleasure. All right, men and women, have a good day.